In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again, lovely and oh so effervescent Storytime introduction, lady. Grass skirt looks great. The Hawaiian blouse looks super. I like the lay around the, you look great. Well, today's story is titled The Customer Service Desk.
The Customer Service Desk.
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, it was the second week of January, and Flora Fliegelson of Frankfurt, Florida, flew into Ferguson's Free Market to return... I can't believe I did it. Wow. All right, let me reach over here and get the reset button. Thank you very much. All right. You get the gist of the story so far. Flora's on her way to Ferguson's Free Market. Right. To return this gift. She didn't have no idea what it was. She was driving over to the store. She was trying to figure out just what this contraption was. See, Flora always thought that she was pretty hip cool in what's happening now in the kitchen because cooking and baking wasn't just something she enjoyed. She was passionate about it. In fact, for years, people had been telling her that she should turn pro and open a restaurant where she could be the chef and pass along her magnificent creations to a grateful public. Occasionally, Flora actually thought about following through on the idea, musing that she could end up doing a cooking show on TV or a reality show that took place in the kitchen of a restaurant. Well, as Flora was parking her car, she kept thinking about what this gift and its purpose was. See, it had a 6-inch handle with a slightly curved, wide thing on the end that looked like a spatula. But the slight curve of the end, she just couldn't use it because a spatula needs to be perfectly flat, especially if you're going to use it to lift foods out of a frying pan without tearing it to shreds. Just the same, Flora got out of the car and marched into the store and up to the customer service desk. The clerk acknowledged her and said,
"And what can I do for you?"
"Well, I just want to return this item. I really have no need for it. I have all the kitchen utensils I need."
Well, the clerk graciously took a look at the item, then shouted over her shoulder,
"One kitty pooper scooper on return."
Don't!